Shabbos Zocher. So everyone should sign up with Jesse and Moshe, for Jesse. And we're working things out for Shal Shudas, Friday night meal in our apartment, Bez Hashem. And even those that normally don't stay, so try to stay. Okay, love to have everybody. Shabbos Zocher. Okay. Today we're starting a new packet Lamed Zayin. This is a very important thing. Okay. So there was a Rav called Rav Elio Kolotskin, the Rav of Lublin. Now, Rav Teichner told me the following. Rav Teichner is the brother-in-law of Rav Gedalia Felder, who I go visit in the nursing home here in Fort Troy Nursing Home. He's thanks to Rabbi Harari, who let me know about him. Rav, I would never have known about him because he used to live in Toronto. Rabbi Harari's from Toronto. That's how I know about him. So he told me the following, that Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin was a Litvisher, you know, from the... He wasn't a Hasidish, he wasn't a Polish person, you know. So how did he become the Rav of Lublin? So Lublin, you know, was the Hasidim were in Lublin, you know, like Shivas Chachmei Lublin, and Meir Shapiro is Chassid. So he said in Lublin they had the minhag that they didn't want to take a Hasidish person in Lublin, even though there were a lot of Hasidim there. So why did they want to take a Hasidish Rav there? Because if they would take a Hasidish Rav, then everyone would say, oh, you took from this Hasidim and not us. You know, so it would always be an issue because you're taking from this, you know, from Bells and not from Gare and not from this and that. So this way, they had a policy, they would take from where? From outside. They would take from Litvisha Rav. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin was a great god, and he was a Litvisha, but he came the Rav of Lublin. Also, Rav Teichner pointed out the Torah's Chesed, Rav Shneur Zalman, he was Taker Lubavitcher, he said, but he was also a Rav of Lublin. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin had the following case. He had a case where somebody was going to was conscripted to the army in World War I, and he appointed, before he went to the army, he appointed as a shliach to, you know, a sofer to write a get, and someone to give the get. This way, if he doesn't come back, they'll be able to write a get. And sure enough, he didn't come back. So the shliach should write the get. The only problem is the shliach died himself. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin gave a psak that Bezdin could now be mezakeh, they themselves could be mitzaveh, the sofer to write a get, and the zocha, the get, for the husband. In other words, tzchia means you're appointing someone to do something on your behalf without a real shlichus, tzchia. So the content of tzchia, in the Gemara for a get, we only find a discussion from if you're zocha get for the woman. Here, they want to be zocha get for the man. So he permitted that. Now, the assumption that, so he said, in this case it's okay, because it's a schus for him, because he wants a, it's a schus since he didn't come back, so he has no, the wife has no chiyuvim towards him anymore, he was already 8 years, he didn't come back. So he says they can be mezakeh get. So first, that's a chiddush, to be mezakeh get for a man. It doesn't appear anywhere in Shas, such a thing. And number two, and we have to understand why that is. The pashut pshat, the reason why you can't be mezakeh get for a man, is because for a man, a get is considered always a chova. Because to lose a wife is a chova. Because, see, from a woman's perspective, a get could be a zchus, the Gemara says. Because why? Because this way she won't have it. Because she's the one who's stuck. The man, can always take another life, so to speak. So the person who has the schus to have the get is the woman. So therefore, the Gemara says that maybe you can be mezaka a get for a woman, b'mokum kitata, b'mokum yavam, in all these situations.
Always
agreed that
it's
a schus for a woman to have a get, because if she's already been married, who knows how old she is,
she might not be, I don't know, the
prized
jewel that everyone's looking for, and
no
one say that it's better for a woman to be married.
Right, you're right. It's not always a schus. Most cases, it's not a schus to have a get. Only in certain specific cases, like a case where she doesn't have children, and the guy's might die soon, and then she's going to be stuck with his brother, and no one wants to have to be stuck. No girl wants to have to marry someone who they're forced into the marriage. And that's what Yibum is. You're forced into a marriage. So it could be that your husband's brother's the nicest guy in the world. Maybe he's even nicer than your husband. Who knows? But it could work the opposite way also. So the fact that she's in a potential Yibum situation wouldn't be as chus for her. So the Gemara says, or if they're having tata, they don't have good relationship. So, and all those cases, and the Rambam says, and the Rambam, even in those cases, what is the Rambam paskin? What is the Rambam paskin? No, in the case where the mezaka gets for the woman, in the mokum of katata, the mokum, Rambam paskin is what? Sofik Mugareshus. But we said, if she's a mumeris, she's being mezana and things like that, then it would be good for her to be divorced, because she's an Ashish, and she's mezana with other men. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin's first chiddush is, you can do zchir. You can do zchir for her given, for a man. Number two, he's saying, even in a case where, now, what's the counter argument? The simple pshat, the counter argument for that is that it's not a, it's a chovah. For the man to lose his wife is a chovah. Rabbi Harari has something from Rav Shechter, a different mahalach will have a packet on that mahalach. But that's not the pashat pshat. And then, furthermore, in the case where she is a what? Where he appointed a shliach, here he appointed a shliach. So Rav Yitzchak Kolchanan says, once you appoint a shliach, then you forfeit zchiya. Right? That was Rav Yitzchak Kolchanan's thing. Right? So he argues, obviously, with that point also. Because here, the case was he appointed as a shliach. And then the shliach failed because he died. So now, they want to do zchiya. So, that's also a chiddush. So it's a chiddush of a chiddush. In other words, time to do his chia, even if they did appoint the shliach as a chiddush. And now he wants to say a double chiddush, that even if there's a shliach. So now let's take a look at the Gemara and see how this would fit in, or not fit in, with Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin. There's a Gemara in Gittin on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Take a look on page 1. Ahu Gavra, the Al Beit Kenishta. Is a man who went into the shul. Ashkach mikri yenuka ubrei, and he finds a mikri yenuka. What does a mikri yenuka mean? A rebbe, a cheder rebbe. A mikri yenuka means he teaches kids. He teaches kids, you know, aleph beis or chumash or whatever. A mikri yenuka was sitting there. And his son, and the Mikri Yanuka's son. So this Rebbe and his son were in shul. And someone comes into the shul. The Yosef Yiddish Achrina Bagabayu. And there were three people there. There was the Rebbe's son, and some other guy. And then this guy walks into the shul and says, Amalu Beitre Minaychu Nichtavu Gita Ladvisu. So he says, two of you, I'm appointing as a shliach that you should write a get for me. In other words, But he didn't say who the two were.
Why
to Noah? In other words, he's giving the authority. He wanted to give authority to more than one, just one person. He can give authority to 10 people if he wants. So, Amalu Meitre Minaychu Nichtavu Gita Ledvisu. Lesof Shachiv Mikri Yenuka. So the Mikri Yenuka, died. Mimashu in Shiborel Shlicha B'Mokam Abba Olam. So the question is, could the son be a shliach also? What's the question? Mi bashru inish bora shlicha b'mokam abba olo. Whereas the question is, if there's a father and son there, do we have an umdana to say that it's not right to make a son a shliach if the father's there? Because why? Because if the father's there, let the father do it. Right? Well, we said no. Maybe he made the son a shliach. Maybe the son is a shliach. Rav Nachman Omer lo mashvi inish bar shliach b'mokam abba. In other words, no one would make a son a shliach if the father's there. So b'meila, when he said that they should make a shliach, he wasn't including... He was concluding maybe the father and the other guy, but not the son. So the son can't be a shliach. Rav Papi Omar Mashvi Inshi Bora Shlicha B'Mokum Abba. Amar Rav Hilchasa Mashvi Inish Bora Shlicha B'Mokum Abba. Okay, so that is the Gemara. Right? What? Danny? Or Avi? Ari? Kibarave? Wow, you're tying it in. Right, maybe. In other words, the question is there an umdana to say that no one is going to point a son, a shliach, when the father's there? It's not like, it's like not kovedik. Oh, so what do you see from this Gemara? The Gemara wants to know, could now the son be a shliach? Now what about, was there a third guy there? There was a third guy there too? So he... So the question that's raised is why is it so important? According to Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin, this is going to be a kasha that someone's going to ask, that even if the can't be a shliach, but you can still do it midin zchiya, right? Like the case where the guy died, you can still do it. So why is the Gemara so interested? Is the son a shliach or not? Even if he's not a shliach, then he should still be able to write the get midin zchiyah.
The son.
The son. We're saying, well, is it plausible that the son was appointed the shliach, or maybe just the father was appointed the shliach?
Is the son a gadol or no?
Yeah, the son is his gadol.
Wait a minute.
He's a gadol.
No, I mean, like, in terms of, is he like over 13?
Yeah, over 13. Over 13. He's not the gadol ador necessarily, but he's... He's bar mitzvah. So the kasha that someone asked, we'll see who in a second, is mehechi teisi that, in other words, but it's mashma from this gemara that if you're not a shliach, then you're nobody, then you can't do it, right? Because if you could do it, like Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin said in the case of that, so then even if Lo Mashvi Yiddish Shlich Lebrei B'Mokom Abba, you should still do it B'Din Zchiyah. So by the fact that the Gemara is having the Zibaya, is Mashvi that the Gemara is mistopic that that is Yishliach Adah. But why is it so important? Even if he's not a Shliach, he can, should still be B'Din Zchiyah. What? Oh, so Rav Harari says very simple. Maybe it wasn't as chusy, because. So let's see who asked this kasha. In the Sefer She'eris Yisrael. She'eris Yisrael. Yisrael Zev Mintzberg. He is the one who's going to argue. He argues with the with Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin. Yeah, let's see if we find the line. So he says that what? So he quotes this Gemara, let me try to find the line, to say that, don't you see from this Gemara that that it doesn't work, or you can't work. So the Rav Harari says the Pashup Shot to answer this Raya is that in most cases it's not as chus. Those cases not as chus. So Chora, that's the sum plus the top. I don't see that line exactly, but in other words, because if this Gemara wants to know, is he a shliach or not a shliach? But it's mashmer that if he's not a shliach, he's nobody. So the simple answer, like Rav Harari points it out, that no, but in most cases, Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin only said it in a limited case where it was a shliach because he already didn't come back. Now we have another Gemara. Where the Gemara says here on page 3 and 9 Beis of an Aleph. It says, Tanya Kavosi de Ravashi, Kosov, Sav Sofer, whereas even if a person wrote a get for this particular couple, but he didn't get the authority from the husband to write the get, it's no good. So the same question they ask, but if you call Zechiah is good, so then you don't have to hear. So as Rav Harari will say back, that's the normal case when it's not a zchus. In the case of a zchus, if you assume it's good, then so these gemaras aren't necessarily kashas on because most cases again are not zchus. So therefore, when the gemara says you have to hear from the baal, so all that means is in 99% of the cases you have to hear from the baal. But in those rare cases that is discussed, then you could as well be garish without hearing from the baal.
Even in Rav Plotkin's case, that's a discussed for him, but it's a discussed for her, or the reason.
No, but he's saying it means it's chus for him. Because it's a chus for him that that he's gonna. He's. I mean, that's ultimately what. But he's. But the idea that we can make the do his chia. It means it's chia for him.
I know.
No, it's chia for him that he. Yeah, he doesn't need a head, right. The Chavatzelos HaSharon, on page 5, one of the Gedolei Achronim of Tarnopol, he also held that you could do Zechiah in Gittin for the husband. On page 5. On page 5, the Chavatzelos HaSharon says, Rab nearly law ear bezed over chadash to chortzarch lachkor. The hadi be by lein l'shas, but the Gemara asks be yibumus. Im yochol lizkos gedli ishto b'mokum yibum b'mokum ktata b'shem dezach l'adam shalom b'fanav. He amrin itzab chol dehu nichala to tam the meisav. Hecha did be ish ki agav the hechi di adid in dischusulo. Im yochol lichtov lachtov get shalom b'daito. Right? He wants to know, can we do it for the Zachal Adam Shalom Afanav? He says, by Kedushin, we discussed that, right? If the father does Kedushin for the son. So we said that could work if the son wants it. The cave in the Hamed Gila Daito Shachavitzva Ha'av Nasalo Shlich Ve'elov Zachal Adam Shalom Afanav. The cave in this Kashi Yitzil Avai Lachorhi Adin Nosin Gam Miget Hechid Yadin is Chusulov Gam Gila Daito the Chavitzel Garsha Tiye Yicholim Lichtov Lachtov Achakach Shlomi Daito Mishum Zachal Adam. So he also subscribes to this idea that as long as it's a schus, it should be okay. Again, the cases of schus are very, very. When would it possibly be a schus? Now the Sri. Now the Sri Deyesh on page 10 writes the following. He writes on the second column, the paragraph that begins Vivada. Vivada Yadua with the Loso Shlita Haheta Shahimtsi. Hagodah of Leo Klatskin, Zikoy get Leval, she never will call a Shasobach Beikr, al Hagodah of Yitzchak Kolchanim. It's interesting. He's saying he's relying on Rav Yitzchak Kolchanim, even though Rav Yitzchak Kolchanim never said such a thing. But, you see, what does he mean he's relying on Rav Yitzchak Kolchanim? Because Rav Yitzchak Kolchanim is the first one to challenge the Ksos, to say that the Ksos is not correct for saying Zochin Le'odam and non Zachin Me'odam. You see, that's part of the. You see, if you want to say, like Rav Leo Klotzkin, So you have to assume that it can be schiv get. You have to assume also that Zochin also may Adam, because as a result he's giving up something. He's giving up his wife. So that Zochin may Adam. And Yitzchok Chodon was the one who challenged the Ktzos, and he said the Ktzos is not correct, that it's schiv works in either direction. Omrim Zochin may Adam, Shazel Skos Godolo, the Elo Shum. He said that in Varsha they did such a maisa. Kach osu maisa bavarsha. Avu musubuk misod zlosha. And he choshes him nasa dovet kazeh. But he says if you once you start doing this, and this is the so. It's what we call a slippery slope. Because he says, you see that this is true, because then you could start saying that any time the husband doesn't want to give a get, we'll just muzaka a get for him. And that'll, right? And that's what people, have said. People try to use that which is obviously not the case. Because we assume that it's not considered as chus for him. And in other words, and the case that Rav Eliyahu Kolatzkin only permitted it is in a case where the husband was already didn't come back. He already was gone, and therefore he forfeits all his rights as a husband, that the wife has to do things for her. But say the husband just doesn't want to give a gift for whatever reason. So you're going to say that also you can be just mezake again? You see, it's against all of Shas, because the whole concept that you have in the Gemara that sometimes you kofer, right? The kofer to give again. Why do you have to be kofer? Just do zchir, right? Just do zchir. So what's the answer? So the answer is that that's called a chova in those cases, because he's giving up. Maybe he should divorce his wife, right, because and it makes sense when a marriage is not a functional marriage, they should get divorced. Either they should go for marriage counseling and they should work on it, which sometimes could be very helpful, or they should get divorced. But the fact to say that we could be kofa, this new idea that just be mezakeh get. So 3 days to say, once you're going to start with this Rav Eliyahu Kolatzkin thing, in other words, he's afraid that a whole can of worms could be opened here. Because then you could undermine the whole concept of git. Now, it could be that we're going to have to see if those that challenge, Rav Eliyahu Kolatzkin, are they just challenging him on the idea of the schus versus chova, or are they challenging him on the fact that it just can't work through the mechanism of halacha for a man to give the man for someone else to give a get on his behalf who's not his shliach. That, yeah.
Maybe the fact that
in other words, he's saying, Rav is saying an interesting point. He's saying, even though Rav Yitzchok Ochanan made it sound like once you appoint a shliach, it makes it worse for Zechiah, because like Rav Yitzchok Ochanan, it doesn't work by default. Rav Harari is saying it could be better. Because once you appoint a shliach, then you show that you want to give a get. You appoint as a shliach. That means you want to give a get. So if the shliach doesn't work, then they can understand it should work with Zechiah. There's a toisus in Kedushin that's mashmah not that way, so we'll deal with that toisus. But Rav Harari is saying the opposite of Rav Yitzchok Chodon. He's saying that could be, Rav Harari is saying that Rav Eliyahu Kolatzkin, his case was you appointed a shliach before he left for the war. So then it's clear he wants a get, he wants to give a get. So then it's a schus for him to be able to do that. You see that that's what he wants. But to tell a man who's married that's not what he wants, then you can't do that. Then you have to have him actually give the getter, appoint the shliach. Whether he's acting foolish or not foolish or whatever, but the Torah says that he has to give the get. Because if you don't say that, then you can undermine the whole concept of get by just saying, okay, whenever there's a problem, the husband's not giving a get, they're good at crisis, this. Someone has suggested, or they wrote in the newspaper, that someone wants to say, oh, let's just do Zikui Get. So that's what the Sri Deis are saying, that Zikui Get is not an answer. Because it's, and that's Rabbi Willick said this also, you can't say Zikui Get if the husband says he doesn't want to give a get. So then it's not his chusva. Ah, maybe he's acting stupid, or maybe he's even acting non-halachic. Maybe, maybe not, whatever the case happened to be. But bottom line is, he's not, a get has to be with his ratzon. So someone should sit down with him and explain to him that what he should be doing. What's a good thing. But that doesn't mean, if in the end of the day he says no, then we could just say, okay, we don't need you, we'll just give a get on your behalf. Let's see a get. So, Rav Leister, Rav Palaskin only did it in the case where he has clearly shown that he will discuss for him.
I think I heard, or it's possible. We say that the husband really does want to do the right thing, he wants to get, but his judgment is like clouded.
You heard the Rambam. That's what you heard. That you heard the Rambam. That says, what's the idea that we kofer somebody to give a get? Is because really, every Jew wants to do the right thing, and he's just clouded, and therefore we hit you, so you uncloud the clouds. But that's limited to a case where the halacha, like someone pointed out, like someone said, I heard someone say, that's only when you. The halachist is requiring you to give a get. So then, the bezdin can force you to keep the halacha. But that's not in every case that the halachist requires you to give a get. That became the world famous Rambam. Everyone knows that Rambam. It's a Rambam. It's the word. What?
Like
Beis Halacha Beis. See? I don't know. I was never in Italy. What can I tell you? So it says, "Oh, shali choshes shivase davar ze shetetze mizechurba sheyasu gitn al korchum shalbal." Hayin lo shekofin osal pi din as sheyomar rotzani el masarv meferish lagarish shukvar ira bi Italia. He says, we had a case in Italy. Oh! It happened in Italy. What happened? Shabbez shall have poskul lasada get bishvil. Bishvil, whatever, I can't make out the words. Sha'omba bisiruvo. In other words, it is a bezdin in Italy that made a get for somebody who didn't want to give his wife a get based on zchir. The tel garfnu aleihem, we. Was that a verb? Telgafnu. Telgafnu. They take that word and they Aleihem. Shabonim yumam zeirim. And we said that if you do that, that the kids are mamzerim. Because you're doing ischia in a case where he doesn't want to give the get. So the Sri Deir says, when a person doesn't want to give a get, then it's not a schus for him. Even in a case where, when you see that symbol, because the cases where we say, where he's supposed to give a get, right? So what do we say? Kofen oso, right? So again, why kofen oso? Those two is zchias. Simple, right? So you see by that there's no such thing as a zchia. Even when the halakha mandates that he should give a get. Afal pikein. Of kofen, but this concept that, you know, people, that happens, that people just beat people up, you know, this was a big thing in the news, that people just beat up people up just because you didn't give a get, and there wasn't any, halachic mandates necessarily. It might be foolish that he's not doing it, or things like that. You know, as people have pointed out, a lot of those gittin could possibly be psul, because in other words, it's not everyone knows this Rambam that Donnie quoted, but as someone said to me, which is very clear, that's only when the halacha mandates that chiyuv, but we don't just say it across the board. Right. Mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim, but it has to be divrei chachamim that. He says, "A mere day, Mo Yosef b'mdinas rechokos, kvar Yosef po kuntres me'arav Mintzberg, v'chem izik ne'arav Mishulayim, k'neged harah hanal shal gadol g'kla'atzka." He says, "Lisvach al zekim b'tshuva selachti in the pirkos of alamaisim v'israel ishish." Shafti, Gamli Konitz, Machakir, Shalgon, and Sivan, Chos Moshe, Shlomisha, Inrotsim, Schus, and Efesh. Kabuvan Didan, Shabal, Bumber, Vukvar, Nosam, Shlomis, Vihe, Ichlamitsim, Yaksimum. So he says that, first of all, even if he's right in this case, you know, it could create a big Hakala could come out of it. And then he says, in Echonami, the Bezdin of Italy, so the Bezdin of Italy was the precedent of doing such a thing, and the Srinayas said, and we telegraphed them, that when you did such a thing, well, all the kids that will be born are going to be Mamzerim. What? Psak. Of Kalatskin? Oh, you mean in Italy? The Bezdin of Italy. I don't know what they did in Italy. I don't know. Was the Psak ever changed from the Bezdin of Italy? I don't know. I never know what they're doing in Italy these days. What? Yeah, Psak holding, that's right. And the counter person to Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin was the Sheiris Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Zev Mintzberg. He was the Bar Plukta on page 19. So he says, "All kots of Harav Milublin, Sifra Milui Eved, that Magayin Ishto Shonim Rabos, Yesh La Isha Masla Uvarer Slavkiya Shibudu Me'aleha, Piu Hayo Bezdin." In other words, if a man ran away from his wife. Doesn't mean that the woman ran away from the man, like someone pointed out. It means the man ran away from the woman. So then he loses his schus to be a husband. And then that could be, so then he doesn't have anything from her anymore. So then maybe you can be mezakeh again. But no one said if the woman, like someone pointed out, ran away from the man, that there could possibly be. It's only if the woman ran away from the man, so she's still meshuba to the man. If the man went away from her, like in the case of the World War I, So if he might be dead, but if he's alive, then he should come back. If he doesn't come back, he forfeits his schuyos as a husband. So then, that's in the case, maybe he could have a concept of schuyo over there. And he says, and even that, he thinks is problematic. He's saying it, on page 19. Right? There's no schus anymore for him to be married. Which is a chiddush, because, you know, he could come back, and, you know, he says, even though he was hiding for 10 years, he could say, now I'm not. You know. So this idea that he lost his chus is also a chiddush from Rav Olya Kolatsky, but let's assume like that. But Frat Bezman Hazeh, and he says, certainly Bezman Hazeh, after Takanas Rabbeinu Gershon, have a yosis chus labal, so they haget yuchal lisa isha cheres. Right? So it's, in other words, he's saying it's more of his chus to have a get Bezman Hazeh for the husband, because usually, Bezman Chazal, it was, the husband could just, if one marriage doesn't work out, so just take another woman. So he doesn't need gittin. She needs gittin. He doesn't need gittin. So it's never chutz for the woman, for the man. But bezman hazeh, it could be that it's chutz for the man. Because if he wants another woman, he needs to megarish the first one. So he says, Yosef chutz labasha, they get yuchal lisa yishacher. So yuchal is yad bezn lomar lasova lichtov leidu lachtov again. Vitein l'shtuchos lomar ka'avni ka'igavni chiyuva ramna alev shekashena. Mechasha or zarua. She'enu mafsi b'shalom ha'ani mad havig chutz li dey v'enu tzarech tosh lichus. Ka'avni ka'avni she'enu sofa shomei b'hi abal eidu kotsum l'shma. She'enu hechen d'stamu l'geiru shero benis. Ka'avni sofa d'aitin d'sofa v'eidu lichtov lachtov l'shma. Kibur b'seif b'esis v'alagon. Hatzari magin kozhnut zal de bahani mashi yesh umdu nashi yitzchus habal ustomu lgev shen kaim gara. Chut kvot hello al sefer dvar b'teili b'havolam. So he's saying against Rav Eliyahu Kolatsky. He says he writes dvar b'teili b'havolam. That's what he says. Again, ki ilu she'enem ru'im afilu l'mi sh'rak yodeo makir b'tzursa b'shmaitza. He says, I mean, you got to realize that Eliyahu Kolatsky was a goyim, shebe goyim. But, you know, he's getting a little emotional here. And he's saying that this shouldn't be said even by somebody who barely knows anything, shouldn't be saying such a thing, that there's a schir for a get.
So
in all the cases of kofin, we should just be mizakeh. Right?
There was a... But do be in a dafka shiyoma rotsadi.
Like, what do you need your Rambam that you have to say Rotsani, but the guy doesn't want to give a get? And this is talking about cases where he's mechuyev to give a get. Like, which cases? Mukashkin. That the guy's a mukashkin. He has boils all over his body, so she can't live with such a man like that anymore. You know, he's mukashkin. So he's mechuyev to give a get. So we're kofa. He doesn't want to give. We're kofa. So why do you have to be kofa? Just why don't we just mezakeh? So you see that no, you don't just be mezakeh.
Ein lo man shon yosef dom in sovach lehefach. Va she ikel kan lo no do la his kanut yo khol abez ma sos ri tam skhia.
But maybe you could say in the case over there, with kofa, he's saying before she doesn't want. But in the case of Rav Eliyahu Kolatsky, maybe he's not saying anything. He's not here. So he's not saying he doesn't want to give a get. So maybe that case should work.
He
said he wants to give a get.
So therefore he says that
that we don't say such a thing. It's not a zchus. He says it's not a zchus. Even in Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky's case. So, yeah. So that's what Rabbi Bleich writes on page 48. Rabbi Bleich writes, in other words, Rabbi Bleich's point in this article is that all those Rabbanim who gave heterim for Zechiah Beget won't apply to the modern day situation where Stam, a husband, is not giving the get. He said the rulings of the Magen of Kuznets, and we're going to see, you know, the Magen of Kuznets wrote this unbelievable tshuva. Until now I only thought that, you know, we have stuff from Vertlach and Chassidus from the Magen of Kuznets, and then he wrote this whole complicated tshuva about Aguna and from the Magen of Kuznets. So it's interesting. Whatever their merits are not at all germane to the problem of the modern day Aguna, and not to serve as the precedent for the actions of those individuals executed on behalf of recalcitrant husbands. Because those rulings provide no basis for a get executed on the basis of constructive agency against equity, even in the relatively rare situations, says Rabbi Bleich, I'm reading from a tradition article, which the husband might legitimately be compelled by means of physical force. In other words, even in the cases where you say kofeh, he kofeh, and he has to give. But if he's not giving, then we don't just say, okay, kofeh. Why kofeh shei morotzani? That's what Mintzberg said. Why kofeh shei morotzani? Just me mezakeh get. Finished. So it must be, but no. A declaration of rotzani on the part of the husband remains the sine qua non of the validity of any divorce executed in conformity to Jewish law. Each of the cited rules of my closure of a marriage article involves a vocal situation which the husband in one way or other has signified his desire for the execution of a get. In other words, that's what Harari said before. There's the case of get zikui that the post can permit it, is like the case of Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky. He said, before I go to a war, I want to divorce my wife because I don't want her to be stuck. So he said, I want to give a get to my wife. So, and then he pointed to Shliach. So in the end, he didn't show up anymore. The Shliach died. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky said, we can write a get. It's a zchiyah. The issue cares whether the existence of a gilui das or signification of desire to execute a get provides sufficient grounds to proceed with the execution of a get in the absence of the usual form of authorization. In none of these sources, although, is there the slightest hint that signification of assent on the part of the husband may be dispensed with. In other words, you never find in all these cases, Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky, in all these cases, that we're going to do zikui even when the husband is not agreeing to give the get. That we never find. And even Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky's case, you know, people didn't, you know, weren't happy with. Not everyone was happy with. You know? But Rav Eliyahu Kolotsky would never say in a case where the husband says, I'm not giving the get, that we could just mizakeh for him. Small wonder, as Rabbi Bleich says, then, that no recognized rabbinic authority has endorsed the expedient of get zikui as a remedy for the problem of the recalcitrant husband, and not a few authorities have vociferously denounce such an action as a charade that can only lead to increased instances of mamzerut. Yes?
Question. If the husband, in this more than one case, has had the point of Shmila, he would get, you know, 10 years later, he's still alive, but he has not been able to make the way back.
Say again?
This husband never made a bet.
The husband
never made a bet. This was for one case.
Yeah, yeah.
The husband never made a bet.
Never made it back, and then he was rocking the get.
He stuck to manifest in the world.
Yeah, and then he finally comes back.
He doesn't come back.
He's
not able to come back.
Yeah, no.
He assumed that the get was given to marry someone else now without returning home.
Oh, you mean from his? You mean
his point of view? Can he rely on the bet because his basic bet at home would have given the get?
You mean you're asking us remediation of having two wives?
No.
Well, what's his?
The guy's going to war, so he wants to divorce his wife.
Right. So he said it right. And then what happened?
He gets stuck in some random part of the world, and he's.
And he made a shliach.
And he made a shliach. And in case he would come back.
So then the shliach probably gave the get.
So then he relied on the fact that he probably gave the get.
What does he have to rely for? What purpose?
Can he remarry somebody that would turn home?
Yeah, Mustami, he can rely that the get was given. He made a shliach.
Maybe the shliach died.
Maybe he didn't. But anyway, it's only a shayla of character of irrigation. And we don't even have that bezman as that. I mean, we discussed previously, so it's just a minute to keep it going. But the cherim really expired. Yeah. That was last semester. How many years ago? We were, how many?
Like 700
years ago. 777? Like 700 years ago. It expired. So the past 700 years, we still haven't been married. We still don't marry two wives. For good reasons. We don't marry two wives. It's better to marry one wife.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not good. And so we keep it going, even though it's not. So. Okay, now, our first look on page 30 is Tchumen article. Krach Lamed Vav, the article of Rav Uriel Lavi. Oh, he is the one who mattered the Tzfat case. Right? His Bezdin, right? This is the Bezdin of Tzfat. So, here. Look at the top line. It says, Heter Aguna Shebala Tzemach. You see on the top? In other words, the case where the husband is a vegetable, and we're going to see more, but the next packet. But he talks about Rabbi Eliyahu Kolatsky. In other words, anyone who talks about Zikui Beget has to quote Rabbi Eliyahu Kolatsky, because he was the man who actually paskin that this chiyah beget for the man. And then he quotes this and then he quotes the Sheiris Israel. And the Kabbalat Selis HaSharon, he was on the side of Rav Eliyahu Kolatsky. Okay, this paragraph on page 31. Gamashul Kabbalat Selis HaSharon goes on Mahatir. Lichtov, Lachtov, Limsos, Agetem, Sol, Zikoyel, the Baal, but see which I gave to the school's Baruch the Baal, but he don't shall my Yatziboy, shall Baal, the Nishlach, and get Kedin. Right, what was the case of Chaseves HaSharon? We never said what the case was. He said, the Chavetzelis HaSharon's case was somebody appointed somebody as a Shliach to give a get, right? And the get got lost. The Shliach lost the get. Okay? And they wrote a new get. But they didn't get permission from the Baal to write the new get. So this second get was written in page 31, bottom paragraph. 31, bottom paragraph. The case of Chavtzel HaShasharon was a guy appointed the shliach to write the get. And he goes on the journey, and he loses the get. It fell out. It fell out of his pocket. And he can't go back all the way back there. You know, it's not like today you just take a plane and you're across the world in a second. So he just got a sofer to write a new get. But the Baal never gave him authority to write the get. So that second get was written, we did what? Schir. Because of get chadash, below tzibri b'chadash shel habal. So he says, Rechav HaSela Shasharon says it's good, we did schir. So again, that case was a similar case where he wants to divorce his wife. He wrote again. He sent the shliach, etc. So it seems that, and this we'll see, Rav Shach has another mahalach book. I put it, made a new packet in your honor of Ferrari. I call it Lamed Ches A. Because I had packed in Lamed Ches, and then I made Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches, Mem, and Malvin, but I made a Lamed Ches A in honor of Ferrari. But, you see, the question is, those that disagree with the whole Tzichia, is it because there's something fundamental that you can't do, or because it's not a schus? So all these poskim we're seeing now are saying fundamentally you can do it, it's just not a schus. Rav Shachter is going to have a mahalach that you can't even do it fundamentally. Others have other mahalachim like that also. But what Rav Bleich is saying is you can't bring up raya from the Chafetzel Sasharon or from the or from who? From the, you know, or from Rav Eliel Klaus, or from Rav Meir Arik. Now that was the Rav Meir Arik that I was looking for, or the Shari Sari, whatever. The Shari Sari, but Mekitzer, because all those cases there was a get here. Tavatzel Saron, he wrote the get, he gave it, and the Baal just the shliach just lost it on the way, and he says still you can't. It's no good. I mean, because the second get was written below Tzivay Baal, so it's, so we didn't see it should be good. So at least in that case, he initiated a get. So then you could, then there's what to talk about. But the point being is to say that you could do that in a case where the Baal is not. That's when it becomes. That's Rabbi Willow pointed out once. Now that's like stepping over the line. Okay, so tomorrow I'll give the next. So we're already beginning now the Tzfat. We hit the north now. We're getting to the Tzfat. So next packet, you'll see Bezer Shem tomorrow.